Good morning, good morning, good morning, USA, good morning, America, how to do, it is our Lady Y, and today, okay, it's Hump Wednesday, how to do, and over here, let's make that clear, ain't nobody humping around. God is good when, all the time, when in doubt, make sure, baby, you pray it out. This is a godly. This is a godly podcast at the end of the day. Okay, hooray. All right, all right. It is I, Lady Y, and today is Hump Wednesday. All right, I'm going to get into a few little topics that, you know, I jotted down. But today, actually, I'm free balling. I'm going to tell y'all this right now. Today, I'm free. I'm freestyling. That means, you know, I'm going to say what I need to say today. Okay, listen, those Kelce boys. Okay, all right, guest of honor at an NBA game. Boy, I tell you, Taylor man is getting allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pull it up. I know y'all seen them courtside chucking down beers. I know y'all seen them. Right. Taylor's man and his brother. Okay, tell me one more time how this man ain't playing. Man, baby, he weeping the benefits of his girlfriend. It is our Lady Y, and we might as well start with Taylor since we starting. Them Kelce brothers, the Kelce brothers. Okay, guest of honor at an NBA game. Boy, I'm telling you, that Travis is living it up though. Okay, make me feel like I need to be a celebrity's girlfriend. You understand me? I gotta find the right one. I'm gonna tell you, I ain't gonna lie to you. I gotta find the right one, cause everything ain't right. In Hollywood, okay? Hollywood, all right. But Hollywood, some things is going wrong. You understand me, right? So, you know, so we got to be careful. I do. You know, the urban woman, baby, we got to be careful. Be quiet, Pac. We got to be careful. Pac in there, he upset. He got jibbied up this morning. We had a lot of things going on in our home today, baby. And I'm going to tell y'all about it. You know why? Because you my friends, my company, my squad, my family. But yeah, let's get back to Taylor, baby. Let's get back to Taylor Swift. Okay, and them Kelce brothers, them Kylie brothers. Okay, them Kelce brothers. Okay, y'all know I can tear up a motherfucking last name, huh? Please forgive me. No disrespect. You see? I'm saying no disrespect given and none intended. Okay, right. Cause this we some Swifties over here as well at the end of the day. Well, okay, let's go ahead and get into this. Now, Taylor, we're gonna start off with her, cause that's y'all who ride. That's who y'all go to. Y'all love y'all some Taylor Swift. I'm about tired of the ride, but since we still on it, I might as well go for the journey. Now listen, okay, yeah, allegedly. Okay, Taylor done pissed off the LA folks. Okay, so y'all know we ain't playing. She was over there by the Hollywood sign, okay, allegedly, and they were saying she was about to do some big production for Disney Plus, because, you know, her concert and everything, not her concert, her concert CD tape or whatever, they finna put it on TV, her movie for Disney, concert movie, allegedly, is about to come out. So Disney was about to do something big and extravagant over there by the Hollywood sign. Baby, they said, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, them Swifties done got a sniff of that, okay? Because, you know, they check every notification that Taylor puts on her page every day. Wherever she put her notifications, those Swifties are on it. So somebody put out where they was going to be at by the Hollywood sign, and you know all them folks going to start camping up and everything over there. And them folks for over there in the Hollywood neighborhood, they say, hell no. We must go, okay? And you end that promotion. So, look, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, the promotion has been canceled, baby. They got to move that shit somewhere else, okay? Because the neighbors was like, y'all didn't ask permission to be making all that noise and ruckus, you know, allegedly, up over here, okay? So they are allegedly... Okay, they protest called Disney, hell no. Okay, y'all got to find somewhere else to go. And allegedly, they did. Now, listen, now this is a message for Taylor Swift people. PSA, if y'all gonna do something big, stop posting it so her Swiftie fans can get a sniff of it and go camp out. See, folks, listen, everybody ain't a Taylor Swift fan. Everybody don't want all that traffic. They can't get out of their homes. People gotta go to work. Now, we love Taylor Swift as well, but y'all Swifties be doing too much, okay? You can't, you know, right, you can't come into these people's area, okay, and discomfort them, okay? They been living here. Y'all want to come discomfort people for a couple of days, you know, due to y'all idol and everything, and that ain't fair. Okay? All right? So listen, y'all got to find a new way of doing things. The folks going to turn your way now. And like I said, everybody ain't Swiftie friends, fans. Okay? We love us some Taylor Swift. Y'all got this phenomenon going on. Some people allegedly is even starting to say she was bigger. She's getting bigger than the Beatles now. I don't think so. Okay? But moving forward, okay? Just in case she do accomplish that great accomplishment. Okay? Let me be the first to say congratulations whenever you do. But right now, okay, you got to keep in mind, right, that there are some Taylor Swift fans that's not really fans, but we still fans. And you can't discomfort us in our own home, okay? Get somebody else to do it, okay? It is our Lady Y, allegedly. Okay, that's word on the streets, okay, from Taylor Swift fan base and everything. I had to get that out. Now, let me tell you this. Shut your mouth. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Goddamn crimping. Let me put some pimping in it. Okay. The lesson here. No, you not. Okay. Allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I am. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I will. Y'all know I got that little tea on Wendy. Okay, I love me some Wendy Williams. Y'all know that's my idol. Yeah, I got the T on that husband of hers, that ex. Okay, let me put the X in front of it, boo. You are no longer entitled to me. Okay, let me see. All our idol was going through, and she going through a lot. I keep her and her family in my prayers. You know that they get better and get her the help that she need. And I pray every day that y'all release her money. Oh, God knows it. I say, listen, and I ain't got no stakes in it, okay? I ain't got no ill will, no intentions or nothing, but I pray every day for God to get put on somebody's heart to let somebody release this lady money so she can get the help that she need, and they already stealing from her and everything, allegedly, in the camp, okay? Yeah, so back to this rap. Back to this ugly, big back, ragamuffin, toe-up-ass trick. Okay, we talking about her husband, ex-husband, that is. Baby, let me tell y'all something. Why Kevin Hunter allegedly is trying to get back pay, okay, 23 months to be precise, of back pay divorce alimony. He want back pay alimony of 23 months. Okay, he want that paid to him. He don't went to the court and try to get, boy, ain't that something? That's like a motherfucking thorn in your ass. You can't even roll over. And every time you do, here come the thorn in your ass. It makes you want to cut off. Okay, it is I, Lady Y, a piece of your ass, allegedly. Okay, for real. How would you like to listen? This lady is going through a medical crisis. Okay, Jesus Christ, amen. Okay, and here comes the stanky man. Okay, listen, have you not done enough, sir? Have you not done enough? It is I, Lady Y, and this is Hump Wednesday, baby. Please forgive me. I'm still a little frustrated, and we're going to talk about why in a minute. Okay, because it is I, Lady Y. This motherfucker got some type of nerve, don't it? Poor America, how would you like it? Okay, if you sick and you trying to get yourself together, hear this lady fighting against big corporations and everything, fighting against her family, fighting her own demons in itself. And here I got to turn around and fight a motherfucker I been left. You understand me? That's hard. That's really, really hard. Now listen, I'm going to tell you, not one time have I ever thought about praying against somebody. But I'm going to tell the truth and shame the devil today. I am. I'm going to tell the truth and shame the devil today. I will. That one right there, I'm praying against. Okay, mate, God, Jesus, let's do it together. God in heaven, put your head down now. And God know how I am. Oh, It's just y'all finding out. Right. I'm talking about the new listeners. And by the way, thank you, new listeners, for giving us a chance. We are the realest podcast out here, baby. Okay. It is I, Lady Y. Listen, put your head down now, because we're going to all pray together. Jesus. Please, God, don't let the devil put his hand in our latest purse. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, it is our lady. Yeah, yeah, we said that prayer. God, keep that demon as far away from Wendy as you could. Put his ass somewhere in a tunnel deep down in the motherfucking ground. Okay, allegedly. Word on screen, so to speak. Because let me tell you something. You got to be a real cold-hearted motherfucker to try to go after a woman when she's sick. You listen, it ain't our fault that you didn't put no money away during a rainy day. For a rainy day. Right, right. But you was too busy trying to lay down and have babies by the next motherfucker. Okay, allegedly. It is our lady. Why? And by the way, where is that motherfucker? See, listen. You know it's hard out here for a pimp when he trying to get the money for the rent. I felt like it was appropriate. With a Cadillac, not them spent. It'd be a whole lot of bitches jumping ship. Didn't she jump that ship, y'all? Did she not jump that ship, America? It is our lady. Why today is Hump Wednesday? I'm just saying. Okay. Amen. All right. We said that prayer for my girl, Wendy. I love her so much. Ariel Grande. Okay, little singer and everything. All right, she got a new song. Allegedly. Word on screen, so to speak. Listen, more on that Wendy and Kevin story as it developed. He ain't gonna get none. We done already prayed on it. God said so. Amen. Okay, if anything develops, I'll let y'all know. Okay, allegedly. Now, our Ariel Grande. Now, I know I'm probably saying the name wrong. Y'all, please forgive me. No disrespect intended, none tooken. Okay, now she got a new song out. Baby girl done hit us with a new song. And word on screen, so to speak, a little. Pull up. Talk rumors and whatnot, allegedly, right? It hints at the ex-boyfriend was cheating or something. That's why they ain't together no more. That what they said. That what they said. Right. Allegedly, right? More on that story as it developed. Now, Kate Middleton. Queen, you know, right, princess, or whatever they like to do. Okay, listen, the palace is saying y'all need to stop picking on her, stop talking about her. She is going to get herself well. They say she all right. She put out photos, allegedly, of her and the children and the husband and everything, and y'all didn't like it. Y'all said the motherfucker was photoshopping and everything, and the palace is saying leave her alone, let her recover in peace. Okay, they said the British, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak. I'm just saying, this is what I got from the interview. Okay, she did an interview with Charles and the other little one, little young, tight-skinned little gal or little man, which one it was, I don't quite remember. I love TMZ, no disrespect, period, none intended. Right, so listen, it seemed to me that the British were saying that we too disrespectful over here, America. Okay, they said that they leave their people alone. If they people going somewhere and they sick and they trying to recover, they leave them alone. Okay, the lady, the British lady, actually told us to leave Kate the fuck alone. She's relaxing. And looked like she was specifically talking about TikTok and TMZ, baby, allegedly. She said the names. Yeah. She said, you guys keep things going. Oh, yeah. She was like, the British don't do that. We have respect for our people. I'm telling you, that now listen, don't shoot the messenger. Okay? This is what, you know, right. The gal, the woman was telling us now. Okay, Christine Carroll. Okay, now listen. All right, now, okay, listen, I want to say, now, this is some good stuff, too. Allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pull talk. Dirk, okay, Prescott, he is a NBA player, allegedly. He's on the Cowboys, allegedly. He is a victim of extortion for 100 million. Baby, I don't quite know what's going down. They're not letting us know anything yet, but more on this story. Yeah, baby. As it develops, baby, somebody got enough nerves to try to, okay, get them some money from the NFL little football player. A 100 mil. This is extortion, baby. He done went to the police, baby. You know, you about to get it now. Okay, when they go to the police, that means they don't give a damn. Okay, he is not your friend, and whatever you saying could and will be a lot, will be held against you in the court of law. Better make sure your little ass ain't lying, whoever this is. Okay, all right, now let's get into it. Now, say, let me tell y'all something, because I love y'all to death. It is Our Lady Y. Let me explain something to it. Now, y'all out here in these streets, okay? I just got to say my piece. Y'all know I say my piece because we family over here. And we talk every day, okay? Or every other day, every other week. We skip it, but I still love you. And I know you still love me. Mm-hmm. It is Our Lady Y. Now, y'all done dragged my baby Drea for filth. Y'all did. Y'all dragged her for filth. I just feel like saying, you know, it's okay when y'all do it, but it's bad when we do it. You know, fuck them. Okay, I just want to start off by saying that, because y'all done dragged her for filth for, you know, getting pregnant. You know, y'all got all y'all opinions allegedly by, you know, the man the little young man, he 22 or 21 or whatever. Ooh, he's the same age as her son. Well, her son ain't complaining. Okay, it's y'all. I wish y'all would stop talking about what happens in people's bedrooms. If it is, it is. What did I say yesterday? God will take care of that. Y'all not God, so who are y'all to pass judgment? And here's where I find so funny. Okay, y'all be so uphold of the urban woman when she do something. But when y'all tan people, them snowflakes and the Caucasians, I love y'all to death because y'all know I got Caucasian friends. My best friend is Caucasian, snowflake, all that. When they do it, it's okay. Why is that? Why is that? We got this other little lady, Christy, allegedly, Carvel, because I could tell up some goddamn last names. Okay. Spill the tea on her new boyfriend, baby. And he young. And she kind of tight skinnish. She like, what, 37 or something? Her boyfriend in the 20s. Y'all not dragging her for filth. And she having fun about it. Honey, he done went already and met the mama and the kids, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. Y'all not saying nothing about it. But here's young Drea. What is she, about 39 or something? You know, and she do it. She still body on banging, just like Snowflake body. Y'all like, oh, her body's beautiful. Our body beautiful, too, because y'all pay good money to try to have our body as well. Okay, right. But I was just noticing on how she was, you know, getting praise on, you know, ooh, she's with a younger dude. You know, it's all good when y'all do it, but when we do it, it's a problem. It's the same thing. I said the same thing. I wish we would all get off that page. Why is it always, all the time, about race? Because y'all make it that way. Here, she doing the same thing that Drea doing, but ooh, you know what I'm saying? Just because Drea got a son that age, the son ain't complaining. The shit, the son is weeping all the benefits, baby. He happy about it. Okay, probably getting probably getting taught how to play basketball. Shit, people go to school for that shit, and he getting it for free. Okay, I say make it do what it do. Y'all can't holler at us. Right, make up your mind. Either way, she did it, it's the same thing. Y'all can't holler at us if y'all want to do the same thing. Just say that shit. Just say y'all want to live out loud. Just say y'all want to be bold. Okay? He wasn't 18, he was 22. Okay? That means he can make his own decisions, ladies and gentlemen. That means he's legal. And listen, and what's good for some other people may not be good for you. I'm just saying, make it do what it do. Okay, it is I, Lady Y. Today is Hump Wednesday all around the world. Okay, all around the world. I love you. Okay, I came in to talk to you today to see what everybody's doing and letting you know. I'm sick of, like I said, I'm actually tired of the goings on of our urban Hollywood. Yeah, it's a difference. It's a difference. It's a difference because I know everybody been hearing about allegedly what's going on, allegedly on all these stories that I'm bringing to you today. I love you. Right. No, I don't like the unfairness in things. Okay. If you're going to judge us, judge yourself. Okay, if y'all gonna get mad at Drea, get mad at little cutie pie right here. Her body banging and so is Drea's. You know what I'm saying? You can't get mad at one and not the other when they both doing the same thing. That's why I'm like, America, come on, let's get it. Now, what y'all think about the president's speech? I told y'all, I thought it was all right. I think he's getting hipper, you know, to the times. And yeah, this is around election time and everything. But still, and here's another fun factor for you. Matter of fact, we're going to call this one a tip. Did you know that the president is only responsible for the military? They're not responsible. Yeah. Allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk. They're not responsible for getting laws passed and everything. Did y'all know that? Okay. So I was wondering, right. Shouldn't we put all our energy on the people that, you know, have to pass the laws and everything? Right. We're putting our energy, America, in the wrong place because the president is only responsible for the Air Forces, the Army, them type of folks, you know, our protection, them. They're not responsible for no laws or nothing. Those are congressmen, and we need to get in there, and women. And we need to get in there because here's the thing. We need to get the old out. I love senior citizens. I, too, am a senior, a tight skin. You know, nope, a seasonal. All right. I, too, am a seasonal. Right? Mm-hmm. And I love the seasonal because I am a spokesperson for the seasonal people. Hello, seasonal people all over the world. I love you. Seasonal people mean people over 40, people over 45, people over 50, people over 55, people over 60. That's our seasonal people. I'm here to talk for you. I love you to death. But sometime it's time for us to retire. We need to have a new vision of life. Do y'all understand that we are going into the future? Okay, we are not trying to live in the past anymore. These young people, they are different. You understand me? All right, they are different than how we were. And you know what I feel like? This America, I'm gonna tell y'all, I love y'all to death. I feel like, and y'all know that. That's why y'all, all right, good morning world, good morning USI. USA, it is I, Lady Y. Good morning, and it's Hump Wednesday. Let's get back into it, okay? We were talking about that America knows that this generation is different because let me tell you something. Why are you guys trying to raise the Social Security age to 70? We can't work till we 70 years old. Some of us broke down now. I feel like because they know that they can't get this younger generation to get up there and step up. Oh, yeah, baby. Baby, they way different than the way we was. And I feel like that's wrong. America, we need to be better with each other, okay? We need to be better on our senior citizens, on our seasonal people. How the hell y'all think that we can actually work till 70? Who? Our bones are brittle and broken down now, especially if we started working young at 15 or 16. Y'all expecting us to keep working to 70? No, sir. It is our Lady Why it won't happen. Okay, trying to make it hard for us to get our disability and our Social Security when y'all got illegal aliens coming in our community, getting our benefits for free. Okay, America, we need to change that. We need to start focusing on these congressmen. Hell with the presidents. They can't really do nothing for us. They're in charge of the armed forces. They're in charge of all that. They're in charge of our protection and shit. Army them, all them. They're not in charge of the law. Okay, we need to change that. America, ain't no way we can still be working at 70 years old. Y'all know that. That's totally not fair. Our parents, them, only had to go to 65. What happened to 65? Y'all trying to add 5 more years on it? No, sir. Actually, y'all should be taking that down to 60. It's getting hard out here on these streets. It is I, Lady Y, and it's Hump Wednesday. And over here, baby, ain't nobody humping around, baby. Ain't nobody humping around. Listen, these kids is brought up different as well. You see, with us, we got instructions and we went on and did that, okay? And we were bad. We got our little butts toe up. You got a, what they used to call it, a spanking. Or you get your ass whooped, okay? One of the two. My mother wasn't playing. She didn't tell us nothing more than once. Okay, this younger generation, oh my God, they so laid back, it's ridiculous. It don't even make sense. Some of them don't want to give their kids discipline and wonder why they kids don't listen to them or wonder why their kids do whatever it is they want to do because you ain't laid the law. Okay, there's no repercussions on what they do. It got to be some repercussions to make a kid scared because if not, like I said, if you don't discipline they ass when they younger, society going to discipline they ass when they get older. And that's what you don't want. Really, really. You want them to be able to make their own decisions for themselves. You want them to be able to know right from wrong. Some of these kids these days, baby, they get mad when they lose little games. They spoil, poor sportsmanship. They want to get mad. You hear about the shit. It's the shit the parents is teaching, okay? Not telling them, baby, it's okay if you lose. It's all right. You lose today, tomorrow you gonna win. Practice makes perfect. Get they ass disciplined. If they throw the helmet or scream and holler and do that actually, put their ass on a punishment. Okay? Do something that, you know what I'm saying, that make them think before they get to acting up. That's why we got these motherfuckers, these little bad motherfuckers going into the school shooting off the kids and the teachers when they get mad. Because ain't really no discipline at home. And it has to be discipline at home. Ain't nobody saying whoop your kids every time you turn around. But when they ass do something bad, you need to hand them their ass on a platter and let them know who is the parent. You the parent. You are supposed to give discipline. I don't believe in this young shit today. Okay, I don't. It's so weird. And then they look at you. Because you tell them, oh, you got your ass whooped. Well, see, that shit right there. That shit right there. You ain't never did. And they get mad at you. Oh, well, you can't whoop them all the time. Well, let's just see how they're going to turn out with your method of parenting. Okay, because my method of parenting got me a college graduate. Got me a motherfucker out here that can do anything she want to do. Anything she put her mind to. Why? Because it was discipline in the home. Now, let me know if I'm wrong. Okay, it is I, Lady Y. This is Hump Wednesday. I'm just saying, I'm trying to show y'all the difference between us and this generation that we got right now. And I feel sorry for the generation that's coming up behind them. We really gonna have the wild motherfuckers then. Oh, especially if they ain't never had their ass whooped. I'm sorry. I believe in strict discipline. You ain't going to come in my house anytime you want. You're not going to tell me no what? Who you talking to? What are the no? Okay, I'm not going to. When I tell you to do something, you're going to do it. I'm not going to tell you that shit 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. Not while you a kid staying under my roof for free. And I got to take care of you. It don't make sense. I know, America, USA. It is our Lady Y. Okay, I'm going to be the first to say, I got the old-fashioned values. But baby, the old-fashioned values have taken me a long way. Baby, okay, it took me a long way. It has. It took me to where I am today. And I thank God for it every day. And I pray every day because, listen, some people that's my age and younger than me are dying off. Y'all know that. Allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk. It's scary out here in these streets. And then this younger generation is out here sleeping around without protection. Do y'all know we have the highest STD? Right. They got counties now. They can tell you who has the highest STDs, which counties have the highest STDs and everything. Baby, it's not safe. It's like getting a gun and playing Russian roulette. And who wants to do that? Okay, yes. You got to keep yourself protected. And listen, and watch who you laying down with. Really, you got to watch. I strongly believe in not letting anybody into my home. People carry, especially these days, baby. These is the times of the spirits and the demons, y'all. I'm telling you, you better pick a side. I always pray. We got Bibles up in here. Okay, we got Jesus' face lurking up in my home. Okay, we got sage and everything we burn. We got it going. What is your problem? You see what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? This house home is slow as well. My daughter come running up in here because you know I'm a pause. Y'all know the rules. If one nigga run, okay, everybody gonna run. I was getting ready to get up and take the fuck off. Right, because I'm wondering why she running in here. Right. Okay, after I said we have Jesus in our home, and we do, pick a side, and it better be the right one. They not like us. You understand me? And we have to make sure we know that. Open up your eyes. Start looking at people for who they are and what they show you. Stop living on what they tell you. That's not good. Action speaks louder than words because, listen, that could determine, right, life or death. Okay, for real, because people talking about they like you. Y'all go on vacations with these motherfuckers, and here they done told all your business up in the office. They done told all your personal stuff. Here you think she like you. Y'all go on vacation together. Then the bitch get drunk all of a sudden, baby, tell you how she feel about you. Okay? 500? Yeah, that's a lot. And look, just like I said, these young people, we're going to pray for them. Because my daughter, I'm going to tell y'all, example, all right, car tags. My daughter tags was $321. Now, this was 2 months ago. Now, the tags is $500, and she talking about she need help. Where? Who? Who going to give you some help? When you had the $300 five times over, and then you ready for me to give you some of my blood so you can survive. You see what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? That common sense, too. We better be careful. We going to have a lot of things to look for, America. But listen, the congressmen make the decision. We need to be on them. We have to clean out our Congress, too. Okay? The older they are, I feel like, you know, as we get older, because I, too, am a seasonal person. I love y'all. I'm seasonal. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Know who you are. Love who you are. Embrace who you are. I love me, baby. And ain't nobody like me. Never, ever, never, ever. You understand me? Right, 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 right. But sometimes, okay, when they times 89, ain't no way you should be in the Congress seat. 78, ain't no way you should be in the Congress seat. Okay, that's it. After 60, switch them seats. That's all I want to say. It is Our Lady. Why I love y'all to death. After 60, switch the seats. I say 65 is time to retire. Oh, yeah. 65 in them Congress seats, we got to change them out. No, we're going to put it back to 60 because we're getting new technology. Our world is changing every day. Okay, right. We need to be popping, baby. We got to stay up with the times. Do y'all know that they got a car right now, allegedly in Arizona, that drives itself? Oh, okay. Are we starting to get near the future? Baby, we got to keep up with that. And these people in Congress, they got to keep up with that. You know, they got to have the real hardcore mind. We got to put some young people in there, fresh minds. I say as fresh as 29, 30. Soon as they get 30, put them in Congress. Switch them out and stuff. You know what I'm saying? 60, get them out. 30, put them in. You see what I'm saying? Yes, yes. So we can, you know, we can have a better economy. And listen, our judges too. Have y'all heard from our judges lately? Our Supreme Court judges, allegedly. Oh my God. Y'all seen them? It's an embarrassment. If y'all see our Supreme Court judges, it's an embarrassment. Okay? They do the wildest things. How the fuck is they Supreme Court judges? It's time for us to start switching them out. Switching them out, putting a more younger, more vibrant mind, America, in there. Baby, we got to start catching up. Catching up with the times, catching up with Japan and Russia. We behind because we keep holding on, right, to these old values. It's time to start seeing the future, baby. Start seeing what that has to offer us. That's what all I'm saying. It is Our Lady Y, and y'all know I love you. I love you to death. I do love you. By the way, Thank you for joining the podcast with me. If I got any new players in the house, thank you. Okay, for being here with me today. I understand you could be anywhere else because there's a lot of podcasts out here. Baby, I'm scared of these podcasts out here. They scary. Did y'all hear about the other podcast that sparked, allegedly, that has sparked, y'all, has sparked a gang war, allegedly, in L.A.? I seen it go down. I knew this certain podcast, allegedly. I ain't even going to say their name. I ain't even going to give them that much of clout. But y'all should know who they are already. The way they disrespect women on there. And then for you to actually have real live gangbangers on there. Baby. Now, please know, I love me some gangbangers. And I understand that they are people, too. We have them in our family. I love them to death. But you got to know, at a certain point of time, that's a recipe for a disaster. Okay, because 9 times out of 10, tell the truth, shame the devil, I am. Tell the truth, and shame the devil, I will. You know somebody going to get offended. 9 times out of 10, somebody got offended. Baby, that's exactly what happened. But it sparked this one podcast, y'all. Like I said, I'm not even going to give them the clout. Okay, it is Our Lady Wild. This one podcast has sparked a gang war in L.A., and it's scary. I'm telling you. Listen, podcasts is supposed to be a place where you can stand on business, where you can vent. Not a place, a peaceful place. Okay, not a place where you start a war. Okay, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. L.A. is about to get hot again. And I'm so upset because somebody told me, a little bird told me that, right, that we supposed to be, look at my big boy, that we supposed to be getting our taxes, right? And I'm trying to go to the fashion district. And I can't go to the fashion district if we about to have a war in L.A. Because let me tell y'all something. When there's a war in L.A., allegedly, I'm going to tell y'all the truth, it can go down anywhere they see each other. At the mall, it's going down. In the fashion district, it's going down. All up in the alley, boo, it's going down. I don't want to be caught up in the mix of that crossfire because one thing LA is, America, USA, it is Our Lady Wild and it's Hump Wednesday. One thing LA is serious about their games. They don't fucking play. I don't want to be in the mix of that. Oh, right. Podcasts is supposed to be a place where you can go and vent, not a place where you start shit. Okay, allegedly. Right. You were supposed to, this place is supposed to be, the podcast was supposed to be a place where y'all let them come together and unite. We were supposed to have a truce. What happened to that? What happened to that? I'm going to tell you what happened to that. Okay. Right. Somebody said something disrespectful. And now they talking about when they see each other, they going to do what? They going to be what? Standing on business. Okay. And I'm nervous about that. And I'm upset about that too. So, right. And they had, you know, it was serious when they had to call big homies in to try to squash it. Cause see, look, it got sparked up at first, but they called the big homies in allegedly. Now word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk and they squashed it. But the little hard headed homie, the little young hard headed one, okay, he like, fuck that. I don't care who said what, allegedly. And now it's back on again. Right, for him being disrespectful to the big homies. That's you listen, America, USA, it is Our Lady Wild. One thing you don't want to do in these LA wars is be disrespectful to the big homies. Cause that's like an automatic beatdown. That's automatic. They as soon as they catch you. Okay, they standing on business. All right, you're going to get stumped on business. For real, because they have to prove a point. Okay, right. They can't let this hood disrespect this hood without repercussions and everything. I'm just telling y'all, baby, this wild out here. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I said, what? I cannot believe this. But you know what I'm saying? Things get sparked. Things get heated. It was their business. It was their, it was their responsibility to not let things go as far as it went. Now, more on this story, y'all, as it develops. I'm just saying, y'all notice, these ladies are getting divorced to their husbands in Hollywood. I'm saying the reason why they are getting divorced is people is not going to let nobody, and that includes their husband, ruin their legacy. Because I tell y'all, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, this little puffy rabbit hole goes fucking deep. I'm telling you, it goes deep, baby. Listen, I feel like shit. Puffy said, who was that? R. Kelly, when R. Kelly said, allegedly, if I go down, I'm taking everybody down with me. I feel like this is an everybody going down with Puffy moment, okay? And here go poor little Carisha, what, young Miami, okay, up here telling people they need to stop talking to all the blogs or whatnot. That's what they do. The blogs are going to report because they're reporters. They're going to give us the news because, baby, y'all made the news. Okay, this is something we want here, okay, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. A little pillow talk, more on that story, baby, as it developed. Hey, you know what story I'm loving now, right? I'm loving that Rick Rose. I'm loving that story. That's funny as hell. Okay, allegedly, word on the streets is him and 50 allegedly is getting together, all right, to produce some evidence on Puffy. Okay, and I find that kind of hard, allegedly. I find that kind of hard to believe when Rose out in these streets, okay, picking up his women like he pick up his draws, y'all. Okay, yeah, little mama, he got rid of her. Well, they were saying that she was talking too much. See, sometimes y'all need to start listening to these blogs and stuff, and listening to these warnings when people tell y'all to stop doing stuff, stop doing it. Okay, it's for your benefit. They say word on the street, so to speak. Allegedly, the one he just dumped, she heartbroken. Yeah, she didn't even know she was getting ready to get dumped. And then they said, allegedly, poor Rose, you pimping. I ain't gonna even lie to you, boy. Big pimping. Yeah, they say Rose already got another woman. Ain't that something? Damn, did you love anybody? Okay, but anyway, listen, I guess they did it with the hamburger helper, okay, and them goddamn dry ass looking tacos. I was like, oh my God, you gonna feed a millionaire that bitch? A millionaire? Allegedly. Baby, I knew it was over then, I'm telling you, and that hamburger helper didn't even look gourmet. Baby, you could have at least, okay, it is our lady bye. You could at least try to make that shit gourmet, put a little salad on the side, add a little roll or something. You understand me? It is our lady why it's Hump Wednesday, allegedly. Okay, I knew he was gonna let you go, baby, because that plate you made twice was looking a little dry. Okay, it is I. You don't give no Hollywood man that stuff like that. That's scary. Okay, I was like, oh my God, she gonna lose him, America. I knew it. Okay, indeed. All right, listen, everybody, you are beautiful. Don't hang around no downer Debbies or negative Tyrones, okay? Right, don't let no negative people near you, because listen, misery loves company. Okay, and I ain't got time to be your friend when you ain't even friends with yourself. You understand me? Self-love is everything, America. Always put you first, okay? Health is the new wealth. Y'all see me screaming at every single day. You don't, once again, have to go to the gym to obtain that beautiful body. They have apps on your phones where you too can work out, okay? It is even like a 7-day challenge, a 23-day challenge. Baby, just to look and see how you gonna be, you know, looking and feeling after the challenges, okay? For real, it's a lot going on. I wanna tell y'all this. I'm getting ready to try to detox my body. Because they say everybody got parasites in their body, and I sure want them motherfuckers out of mine. All right, it is I, Lady Y. I love y'all there. Yeah, so we finna try some detoxation. I've never did it before, and I need to, because I am, what, seasonal. And if you are an older woman, a beautiful older woman, baby, it is I, Lady Y. Today is Hump Wednesday, and ain't nobody humping around over here. Yeah, if you need to and you're seasonal, baby, it's time for you to detox your body. If you ain't never detoxed and you're a seasonal woman, you need to detox your body. I didn't know about it. I didn't know we could drain some shit out. You know, right. You understand me? I'm old school value. I didn't know about all that there, but now I do. Okay, TikTok has the 15-day detox pills for your colon and everything. I'm going to get them. I already already tried to order them like 3 times, y'all. Tell me why they was out. Sent my money back all 3 times. Love me some tickety. Love me some tickety. Okay, TikTok. TikTok shot. Okay. It is I, Lady Y. Yes, if you older, baby, it's time for you to think about detoxing your body. They claim we got parasites, and I would like to see mine. You know, it's other ways that you could detox. You could go and let them suck stuff out. For me, that's a little harsh. I don't think I'm ready for that yet. It's scaring me right now. Just thinking about something being sucked out of me, you know, it's a scary vision. So I'm going to go with the 15-day cleansing right now to see how that work. And I'm going to tell you how I feel, family. It's supposed to give you lots of energy. And I'm going to start taking the sea moss. Oh, look at my little one. I'm going to start taking the sea moss and, you know, getting my body, you know, healthy and everything. Because, you know, as a... Oh, look at my baby. Oh, look at him. My daughter done put our little Yorkie in the bathtub, and he is pissed. The look on his face. Oh, he mad, baby. Stop. Don't do that. Do not laugh at him. He, ladies and gentlemen, my Benjamin, Tupac, Biggie Coleman, is pissed at her right now, okay? And he looking at me like, really? You're going to be doing your podcast while she up here cleaning my life out? Okay? Yeah. The older you get, the more healthier you need to be, right? So let's go back to eating the vegetables, because the doctor already told us that vitamins really is nothing. It's not helping you. It's not giving you the minerals you need for your body. And we need that as we get older. Start back eating them vegetables, baby, and them fruit. You can't go wrong. Okay, with your green, it's on. Do you understand me? It is I, Lady Y. I love y'all. Okay, I appreciate you being here with me today, because I know you could be anywhere else in the world, but you choose to be here with your girl. It is I, Lady Y, and I love you for that, America. I appreciate you. I do appreciate you. Yes, let's be careful out here. Let's move different, because income tax is flowing. So I would ask you guys, ladies and gentlemen, especially ladies, please be careful out here. Excuse me. Please be careful out here when you're going shopping. Have a man or somebody with you. Have your big son or somebody with you so you can shop in peace. You know what I'm saying? Because they out here. We got the scammers. I told y'all about the bishop, didn't I? Ooh, allegedly. I told y'all about that yesterday, but wait a minute. Allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk. They got some, allegedly, they say they got some things going on with TJ Jakes. With what, GJ, TJ? Yeah, baby. Y'all got to be careful of these reverends now. Y'all got to be careful of the church now. Okay, Y'all got to be careful now, baby. Okay, things is changing. Okay, we got the devil up in the church house now. Okay, he done found the way to infiltrate without burning the hell up. Remember back in the days, the devil, or was it the vampires, couldn't come in the church house. Okay, one of the two. Well, the devil's roaming the church house now. And y'all got to be able to see it. You got to be able to look Satan in the eye and say, not I, not today. Stranger things is going on with these churches, y'all. And I hate to say it, but shit, God ain't never made his people go to work and then bring all their money and their worldly goods to the church house. I don't remember that part. Okay. And baby, I was in the church house all my life. Please believe that. Okay. When I could get myself together to be able to talk about my magnificent grandmother, I'll let y'all know my story. But right now, everything is still sensitive. Even though my grandmother has been gone for 4 years, it still hurts like yesterday, you know, right? Because this woman has did a lot for me. I told y'all, she is my woman of the month, woman of my life, actually. All right, it is I, Lady Y, and this is time for us to take care of ourselves, seasonal people. Okay, we got to live long around here. So we got to go back to the basics. Okay, these young kids today, they don't know nothing about the basics. They too busy trying to find a quick fix. Okay, and we all know quick fixes don't last long. Oh, I'm gone. Right. It don't. It just make your situation worser. And then you have to go back and start doing the right thing. You know, I love y'all to death. I appreciate y'all. Did I say that? Did I say how I appreciate y'all and I love y'all, and y'all give me the tools that I need to go out here every day and succeed? Okay, I just wanted you to know that any birthdays out here today, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, y'all. It's these Pisces, y'all. I love me some Pisces. You know, they kind of strange, but they're actually, they got beautiful hearts. I'm going to say that. I do. They got real beautiful hearts, okay? So happy birthday to your Pisces, all right? Happy anniversary to anybody that's still with their woman. I always say two is always better than one, and I'm going to say it again. Two is always better than one. Keep your baby, because it look like everybody out here being single, and that ain't a good thing. And baby, half of them don't even want to protect themselves. Half of y'all gonna be sick. Okay, right, because these STDs, baby, they getting worse. Okay, remember back in the days that they're just a fruit little thing, little what we had, little VD. Okay, little VD, little Herbert, that was it. When I was coming up, oh, y'all got so much now. Y'all got so many diseases. Oh, my God. Be careful. Be safe. Keep yourself protected. I say this, know about a person before you just lay down with them in your bed. Know how their spirits is before you let them into your home. You don't know what you letting in you. What type of demon you letting take part of your soul. You got to be careful. You know, right, who you lay down with. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Hump Wednesday. I love y'all. And guess what? Ain't nobody over here. Okay, not yet. Humping around. I'm taking my time. I'm not dating right now. I'm not. Okay, and listen, y'all. I think I met a nice little guy. But my red flags is up. And you know, when my red flags up, baby, I listen. I don't play. I listen. I let it go. I think I better let it go, because it looks like it never loved. TKO, no copyrights, y'all. Everybody know that's Teddy Pendergrass. Everybody know that's Teddy. Okay? No copyrights to that. And I did. I let it go once I see one little red flag. Listen, y'all, I haven't been dating in so long that I'm actually afraid of these fellas out here today. And I ask God, listen, God, Jesus, you going to have to put me in the pulpit. I'm scared of the pulpit now. Okay, ever since I heard the bishop. Okay, and then we got a lot of more of these here reverends and the bishops and a lot. They got a lot going on with these church members. These poor church members ain't got a chance. That's why I say don't tell your business. Stop telling everybody everything, because that man wouldn't have knew to come target you if you wouldn't have been talking about what you got. This ain't the year of telling people what you got. Because that's how they get with you on what you got, or that's how they steal from you because you done told them what you got. It's cheaper to be quiet, and it's actually cheaper to keep, okay? It's cheaper to keep, go ahead, Johnny Taylor, cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper, this for the married couples, it's cheaper to keep her unless she done did something bad and it's going to mess up your legacy. It's cheaper to dump her. Hey, it's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her. Yeah, that Johnny Taylor, no copyrights to that music. Baby, I'm telling y'all, it is I, Lady Wise, Hump Wednesday. I love y'all to death. Listen, tell a friend. Get me out there. It's our time. Get that olerism going. Put me out. Put me out. Put me out, kid. Listen, ain't no fun if the homie can't have no. It is I, Lady Wise. Listen here, y'all. They said now, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pull-up talk, they said Mary J got a new love. Baby, real love. I want that for you. Baby, I'm searching for a real love. Me too, girl. God, congratulations, baby. Congrats. It is I, Lady Wise, Hump Wednesday. I love y'all. I see you tomorrow now. Be careful, okay? And if it don't feel right, it ain't right. Always listen to your intuition. That's what it's there for. Okay? To alert us. Danger, stranger. You understand me? You really don't know him. Y'all too trustworthy. Stop being so trustworthy. Okay? Look, believe people when they show you who they are. That's who they are. If he show you crazy, that ass crazy. It is I, Lady Y. I love you. Mwah. You could be anything you want to do. Practice. You could be anything you want to be. Okay? Keep going towards your dream. Practice makes perfect. You got this. Okay? Whatever you want to be, you can be. You got it. You got it. It is I, Lady Y. Listen. Okay, don't stress over nothing you can't control. Stress kills. Pray on it and put it in God's hands. Okay, prayer works. Prayer works miracles. God changes things. Prayer changes things. I'm telling you. I know now. I done think that. I already done said it. Okay. I love you, America. Peace and love. Mwah. I'm out. It is Our Lady Wild. Like I said, spread the love. Spread the love. Give it to everybody. I love you. And I love everyone. Be careful, baby. Be careful. Listen, I need for y'all to protect us senior citizens. Okay? Because these kids is not the same, y'all. Okay, make sure you guys secure your wills. Okay, make sure you notarize them so these kids can't go behind you and change them. Y'all know in death they got shady stuff going on. These kids is not the way we were used to be. They act like their heart is missing. We have to be careful. You understand me, America? You have to be careful. We'll talk more on this tomorrow. I love y'all. It is I, Lady Y, and this was Hump Wednesday. No copyrights to any music you may have heard in the background, okay? Yeah, I like to give y'all a little music, okay? Because music is beautiful. Music, it does a lot for me, and I'm sure it could do a lot for you, okay? Yeah, we'll talk about that all that later on. All right, it is Our Lady Y, and this was Hump Wednesday. Peace and love, y'all. I'm out. And today was, we're going to say what today is, so, you know, just in case somebody want to know. It's March the 13th, 2024. You know, I love y'all. I'm out.